Good morning. The time is 6 a.m.
VE5ARJ, VA5Tango Mike, you are on, Bart.
VE7 Juliet Juliet in Prince George, monitoring.
VE7 Juliet Juliet, VA5 Tango Mexico, Tom in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan.
Well, good morning, Tom. How are things in flat country?
Oh, not too bad, sir. I never got the name, but I'll get that shortly. Sitting around minus 15 right now. Slightly overcast. Very light wind, if any. Not too bad, really, all in all. Back to you.
VA5TM, VE7JJ. Yeah, very fine. Name here is Colin, Charlie Oscar Lima, India November, located, like I said, in Prince George. It's about minus 12 here right now. It's going to warm up for the next couple days. We're going to actually get above zero next week. This has been a crazy winter. Anyway, we just got some snow. I just finished shoveling off the deck for the dog. And getting ready for the day ahead. Yeah, I'm just newly retired, so I'm still learning how to do that there, Tom. VA5TMV7JJ.
Roger, yeah. It takes a while to get used to that lifestyle where you consider yourself retired. You do have to get used to a little less income coming in, but that's not all that hard to do. Anyway, yeah, not too much going on here. Just figured I'd give a shout out, see who was around this morning. You came up, and I figured I'd give you a shout. Yeah, not too much going on here. I got to make a trip into Saskatoon to a doctor's appointment on Friday, so that's what I'm getting ready for now. So I'll turn it back to you. Don't really have a lot there. VE7 Juliet Juliet. VA5 Tango Mike.
Frank? Yeah, no problem. Definitely a weird winter out here right now in this area. Well, even right down to Vancouver, it's been pretty weird. It's been above zero. It's been down to minus 30. And it's been alternating back and forth. I'm not going to complain about the nice weather, though. Yeah, it's definitely something to get used to, and the income I don't think is a big issue. You just have to change your lifestyle a little bit. You know, you get rid of a vehicle, so you only have one vehicle. So I have to share a vehicle with my wife, who is still working, by the way. I'm going to have to drive her to work every once in a while just to get the vehicle, get my freedom so I don't get stuck in the house. Anyway, Tom, thanks for coming back, and definitely good to see you. I'm on here usually once a week anyway. And I'm just trying out the DMR stuff. VA5TMV7JJ.
Yeah, Roger. Well, it sounds like you got things figured out there anyway. That's a good thing. Yeah, I've been retired for quite a few years. Just getting my life back together here. I moved from Hudson Bay, Saskatchewan, down to Moose Jaw, where my daughter and son are, and my grandson and so on. So, getting used to life down here in Moose Jaw. Okay, we'll let you go. Don't be afraid to pipe up every once in a while. I'm normally listening on this system here, the Sask system, and we're connected to the Canada Hub right across Canada and into the States, so it's a good place to check into. VE7 Juliet Juliet, VA5 Tango Mike, 73.
Hi there, Tom.
Who was that said hi to Tom, VA5 Tango Mike?
VA5 Tango Mike, VK3 EA, and Victor Killer 3 Echo Alpha November Irwin from Melbourne. How are you doing there, Tom?
Oh, okay, Irwin. Doing not bad. Sitting at minus 15 Celsius here. going to be warming up slightly today, but tomorrow and the following day, or next two or three days after, are supposed to be closer to zero. What's it like out that way? Over.
VK5 Tango Mike of VK3 EAM. At the moment, I don't know there, Tom, but it's usually about 23, 24 degrees Celsius, Charlie. We did have a couple of hot spells here over the last few weeks, but at least we're now cooling down. And, I do know that Canada is really freezing cold. And you moved from Hudson Bay, where you were located. I couldn't quite hear. It's a little bit muffled coming through on the Canada Hub. So I don't know if there's any other better links into the Brandmeister system that I could connect to chat to you. I usually chat here on Brandmeister or TGIF or the crossover into YSF. Back to you, VA5 Tango Mike, VK3 EAM.
Roger, VK3 EAM, VA5 Tango Mike returning. You're perfectly readable, Erwin. Perfectly readable. So what you're doing right now is probably as good as anything. I lived for quite a few years up in Hudson Bay, and finally decided to leave there and come down closer to family down here in Moose Jaw, about 4.5-5 hours south of Hudson Bay. So that's what I'm doing now, getting used to apartment dwelling. I had my own house and a small acreage up in Hudson Bay. So now I've got no more shoveling snow or no more cutting grass. I just have life in an apartment that I got to get used to. Enjoy being close to the family down here. VK3 EAN, VA5 Tango Mike.
VA5 Tango Mike, VK3 EAN. It's good to hear from you, Tom. We miss not speaking to you. We loved speaking to you. You know, I left all the analog repeater systems. I'm no longer on any of the analog stuff here in Melbourne. I'm primarily on DMR. And, on the digital side, I think I spoke to you once before last year. And seasonal greetings to you, because it's the first time in 2026 that I speak to you. And I hope health-wise that you'll be good there, Tom. And your family. I couldn't quite hear your name of your place, Moosta or something. Could you spell it in phonetics? I'm not quite certain where that is. You say about 4.5 hours drive or something from where you were. I'll have a look on the map to see exactly where you are located. But, yeah, good to know that you got family around you, because there's nothing better than having family there, Tom. I don't have anybody here in Melbourne, so it's been pretty hard for me. So this is why I primarily sort of hang on to the radio and make friends, you see, and connect with people. So I'm mostly on Kansas City wide. Lovely bunch of people there. And I listen there all the time, KCY. So if you ever want to try